sundry, although the number of food hampers distributed by a program that serves the area hasn't increased, the size of the hampers themselves has grown to better accommodate larger families. And some clients who occasionally seek assistance from the Plus One Emergency Food Hamper Program operated out of the McDougal Chapel immediately west of Sundry have already gone through their annual allotment of 6 hampers, said Pastor Kent Jans. We try to limit the number of hampers provided per year, Jans told the Alberton on August 17 during a phone interview. We're getting more and more people this time of year that have used up all their hampers, he added. That approach, he said, has kept the pace at which organizers are distributing hampers relatively steady. In the event a client has reached their eligible number of hampers for the year, Jans said they will be referred to the Mountain View Food Bank. Jans emphasized that the emergency hamper program is not competing with but rather striving to complement the service offered through the Olds-based food bank in an effort to cater more to Sundry and area residents, especially those who might not readily have access to transportation. If someone is close to their own food hamper system, we try to encourage them to go there first, he said. The pastor has over the course of the past several months also noticed another slight shift in trends. I think probably the biggest difference that we've seen is people are coming that I'm not expecting to come, he said. I say that with great respect for those people. Some folks who used to make financial ends meet are finding it harder to afford the necessities, he said. I've always said, make sure that you pay your bills first and then come to us for groceries, he said. And I think people are doing that now. It hasn't really increased our numbers any, but the hamper sizes are increasing for bigger families. In other words, while there has not necessarily been a surge of people coming through their doors, the hampers have grown in size to better accommodate larger families with multiple children. Asked what kind of feedback he's heard from clients, he said, people come with very few questions and comments. It's very humbling to come to a food hamper. So, there's not a lot of that kind of dialogue. However, he added, people are typically grateful for everything they receive in a hamper, which above and beyond food also includes a Fresen Bros gift card courtesy of the Greenwood Neighborhood Place Society. They've given us a sizable donation of gift cards to give out with every hamper, he said, adding that helps clients to top up their hampers at the grocery store with perishable food items like bread or milk that can't be kept very long on the chapel shelves. Organizers accept any non-perishable food items, and Jan said what is available today might be in short supply mere days later. It's really hard to say, he said in response to being asked if they required anything specific. We need a constant supply of groceries coming through our doors. Fortunately, that flow of incoming donations also seems to remain steady. Our community is so amazing, he said. I don't think we've really had to dip into buying any groceries. Maybe once or twice this last year, but that's about it. While they would prefer donations of non-perishable food items, Jan said financial contributions are allocated into a reserve for a worst-case scenario wherein shelves start becoming bare. We've kept that for that purpose, so that if we ever run out, we can actually buy some food, he said. Other churches in the area also have food hamper drop-off bins, and the chapel occasionally receives contributions from them as well, he said. It's a great blessing to give, he said. The people that receive it are blessed, but I think the people that give can really be blessed too. While items such as toothpaste and toothbrushes as well as toilet paper and perhaps even dishwasher soap are also welcome, organizers will decline furniture and refer donations of clothing to the Sundry thrift shop, he said. Anyone in Sundry and the surrounding area who would benefit from a hamper is encouraged to either call or text 403-636-0554. Some people don't like phoning, so texting is the easy way, he said. We actually have someone that's working as a dispatch for that, who's not on site, and then they help arrange everything to be picked up. The pastor said the ministry feels blessed to be able to provide assistance to people in need. We're called to help those that are less fortunate than ourselves, and I believe it's God blessing us for sure, he said. But the chapel wouldn't be able to go at it alone. I just appreciate our community so much for being a part of this, he said. This is not a McDougal thing anymore, it's a Sundry community thing. We can't do it without Sundry, the area and the people.